Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now. Prior to that, I gave you Mark Stand with Moving Closer.
Hello, guys. Well, to answer today's question, I always at least give myself the first 3 months of each year to see if my goals are materializing perfectly. So I'll know at least by end of March, but things are going well. I'm not at Pittsburgh at all. I'm feeling good. I'm healthy. I'm happy. And it's going to be a good 2020. Bye.
Yes, 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 yes. That's what we like to know. Keep them coming. We'll play them after these.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Eskom says power cuts to continue until Thursday and Nzimande agrees to register NSA students with debit for continued funding. Details on this and more at 7:30. At 8 a.m.
Are we going back in time? At 8. She's coming up at 8 a.m. Okay, now let's have a look at your traffic this morning. We start off in Bromfontein. On the M1 northbound, there's heavy traffic between Boysens and Parktown via the Crown Interchange. In Limbro, the N3 northbound, there's queuing traffic between Jemiston and Marlboro Drive exit. In Kempton Park, the R21 southbound, there's a crash before the R24 and Airport Interchange, so expect heavy traffic there. In Fairland, on the N1 northbound, there's a stationary vehicle near the Boyers Nodier Drive exit, so queuing traffic there. In Soweto, in Klipspruit Valley Road, there's protest action in the Klipspruit and Dlamini areas, so expect delays there and division as well. In Melrose, on College Drive, traffic lights are not working at the M1 South exit. And finally, in Morningside, Rivonia, and traffic lights are not working at Archer Road. On the N1, rather, Morningside, Rivonia Road, traffic lights are not working at Allon Road. Wow, I'm getting my traffic mixed up. But if you have any other further traffic updates to tell us, you can catch us. We are at UJFM on Twitter.